Welcome to episode 4 of The University Guy. I'm David Hawkins, an independent college counsellor living in the beautiful southwest of England. In this episode, I'm discussing the annual conference for the International Association for College Admission Counselling, ahead of the 2018 conference to be held in just a short while. International ACAC is an organisation which has done a lot for my career, and attending my first conference, hosted at Marist College in 2013, was a big milestone for me. I've been lucky enough to attend 4 international ACAC conferences in total, and I'm very much looking forward to the 5th, to be hosted by Tulane University and Loyola University in New Orleans. To those who are new to International ACAC or the conference, a brief overview might help. International ACAC has a membership of over 2,000, drawn from more than 90 countries, representing high school counsellors, university admissions, recruitment and related staff, and organisations and individuals, such as me, who work in international higher education. The annual conference is a chance for everyone to get together, attend conference sessions, learn from each other, and network through both formal and informal opportunities. Ahead of this year's conference, I wanted to speak with other attendees to answer 3 questions. Why do they choose to attend? What strategies do they have? And what tips can they pass on? My first interview was with Holly Smith, Senior International Liaison Officer at the University of Sussex. So Holly, how many times have you been to International ACAC?
This will be my 4th year. My first one was in 2014.
Okay, and why do you attend the conference?
Well, coming from a university perspective, of course, I choose to attend International ACAC primarily to network with guidance and university counsellors from all over the world. I find it enables me to learn and grow professionally, expand my own network, of course, whilst raising the profile of both my country and my particular institution as well.
And when you do attend, what's your strategy to get the most out of the conference?
I suppose really I have 2 main strategies for International ACAC. First one, this is me being very organised. I make a list of school counsellors I want to try and make sure I speak to at the conference. And I also ask my colleagues in my international office at Sussex to do the same so I can represent my whole team. It enables me to make the best of both sort of strategic and targeted networking opportunities, which is especially prevalent in the high school fair. It really enables us to make the most of our future recruitment and development trips across the globe and offer more support to schools where required. And the second strategy, I suppose, would be to I forward myself to present, either by being invited to sit on a panel or by submitting proposals. I find that this enables me to grow professionally, learn, share knowledge and work collaboratively with colleagues from all over the world. So I'm happy again to be presenting this year at both the pre-conference and main conference.
Great. So for someone who's coming to this conference in a week and a half's time in New Orleans, what tips would you give to them for their first time?
Bring lots of business cards, lots and lots of business cards. When you think you've got enough, take some more. And additionally, I would recommend that someone definitely review the academic sessions in advance. You can do it now. The schedule is available online and it enables you to plan your time effectively. But also don't forget to attend the networking breaks and the socials, because there's just as much knowledge sharing and professional relationship building outside of the sessions as inside. I would also say don't be scared to go and introduce yourself to people. We're all there to network, to learn, to grow. And that includes newcomers and old timers as well. And most importantly, you should be nice to the British players in the dodgeball game. And remember, it's not a sport we play that much in the UK.
From the high school side, I reached out to Craig Brown, now head of guidance at Shawnigan Lake School in Canada, and who has also attended International ACAC's conference while working on the high school side at the International School of Brussels, and previously whilst working for Kwantlen and Simon Fraser Universities. Okay, Craig, thank you for your time today. First question, why do you choose to attend International ACAC?
For me, I think I choose to attend IACAC every year, or OACAC. Was mostly for me to get introduced to new trends, new practices that colleagues are looking at, different ways to provide options to students, and probably one of the main ones, too, is to speak to individual reps about students that I have from grade 11 going to grade 12, and hopefully to get some context so I can get back from the summer and have better information for my students.
Great stuff. So to do that, what is your strategy to get the most out of the conference?
One of my strategies that I've always liked, and it came mainly by accident, is trying, just because of the location that I'm in, is I like getting there a little bit early before the kind of official kickoff of the conference. I find I can get a lot of work done, see a lot of people in the night before, the morning of the official conference. And by setting up times for coffee, by setting up times for lunch, I find that's a really productive way to see the people I need to see before the craziness of the conference really kicks into high gear.
Great. And for someone who's completely new to this conference, what tips would you pass on to them?
Well, I mean, one of them, like, as what I do, maybe that if it allows to get there a little bit earlier on that on the first day of the conference is always good. To be a little bit proactive, to set up times. If there are people you want to see, I find people are fairly open to conversation. You just, you know, email and say, hey, can we make sure we meet for coffee? Can I make sure I sit with you for lunch? To try and find them in a conference the size as it is now is very difficult. So you have to be a little more proactive. But if that doesn't work, just kind of get involved and, find a dodgeball team to be part of. Find a presentation that you can help out with. Find a group that you can tackle a subject. If you're that new person, try and absorb what you can, and don't be afraid to walk up to a new group of people and say hello and introduce yourself.
The growth of the annual conference has been meteoric, and Juan Camilo Tamayo of JCT for Education in Florida has witnessed this firsthand. Juan Camilo attended the conference firstly whilst representing Clark University, and then for many years as a representative of Lynn University. He's also served as a member of the International ACAC Executive Board and is now a conference exhibitor. Juan Camilo was on a train in Italy when I spoke with him, so please do make some allowances for the background noise in this interview. Juan Camilo, why do you choose to attend International ACAC?
Hello, David. Thank you so much for inviting me to be at your podcast. I am currently on a train from Napoli to Milan, and hopefully the sound will be good for the audience to understand why it is so important to attend the International ACAC conference. Just being here on this train, I was thinking and reflecting how many times have I been at the conference, and this one with the summer coming up in New Orleans is going to be my conference number 17. I have missed only two. I remember that my first one was at Villanova University when there were approximately 175 participants. The ones that I missed was Clark University and the one at Calgary. I missed the Stampede. But I will tell you, there is something like I don't miss when I'm around and with good health and spirits, and it's the summer conference with International ACAC. The professional development component is phenomenal, but most important to me, this is my family, and I always want to see my family from around the world. With my job, I've been able to travel to 87 countries, and it's a place to connect, see my good friends, my colleagues, and just continue being current with the most up-to-date information on educational trends, technology, and just to see what my colleagues are doing so we can bring the feedback to our students, parents, and friends. It is really, really important. So to me, International ACAC is about family, and this is a very important family to me.
And what is your strategy for getting the most out of this conference?
David, my strategy to get the most out of the conference is be prepared. And the best preparation are those emails that we get from the main office, from the International ACAC office, and reading step by step from the phone application, the attendees, the 5K, the raffle, the exhibit hall information. I mean, every single headline that we get from that website, email, I read it through. And then I ask myself, what are my needs this year and what do I need to cover? Is it about UCAS? Is it about standardized testing? Is it about more test optional schools? My students, what are they applying? Are they new admission counselors at that institution? So I run, first of all, questions of my own. What is it that I want to accomplish on this conference? And when I look at the calendar, I make sure that I put it on my Outlook calendar. And actually, I create my own calendar from the beginning, from 7:30 in the morning, wake up call to breakfast, all the way up to the hospital room at 9:10 p.m. So make sure I pace myself. And of course, I continue attending sessions. And two big ones that I do attend, the college fair. It is really, really important for me, both from the admissions and the high school counseling side.
Thanks, Juan Camilo. Last question. Do you have any tips for newcomers?
This is one of my favorite questions of what would you suggest to someone that is new to the conference? Maybe you're not new to education. Maybe you're not new to your own job, but you're new to this conference. So please, 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 like we tell our students, do not miss orientation. I tell first-timers, do not miss the first-timer session. Extremely, extremely important that you go, that you dress comfortable. Remember, this is going to be humid. It's going to be hot. And one of the things that I like about the conference is casual dress. So whether you wear your shorts, your sandals, make sure that you wear comfortable clothes. The other thing that I would recommend is make sure that you bring business cards. So maybe you want to put 30, 50 business cards. Don't be shy and wear the first timer's ribbon. You may kind of look like, oh, I don't want to wear it. Yes, you want to wear this one. It's extremely, extremely important, and it's going to help you engaging in important conversations. And actually, the old timers, they're going to help you. They're going to help you walking through. And that is a reminder to experienced conference attendees that we need to help each other and that we're there to provide engagement and communication. And also, who knows, that first timer is from a school that we want to visit or an admission officer that we need to talk to. So don't be a stranger. Please wear your first-timer badge, those business cards. And the other thing that I would recommend is always bring water with you at all times. That is very important. Make sure that you also bring extra power cords or extra batteries for your phones. So you're going to be taking pictures. You're going to be exchanging information. And nowadays that we use a lot of technology, we like to have our phones full juice for whatever we need them for. So those are my tips. I look forward to meeting many of you at the summer conference in New Orleans. I can't wait. And I can't wait to see what else is in the store this year for International ACAC. Thank you, David. Thank you, the audience. And feel free to contact me at any time. I'm here to assist fellow colleagues and friends.
My final interview was with Tim Neal, Assistant Director of Admissions at Suwanee, the University of the South, in Tennessee. Tim attended his first International ACAC conference last year in 2017. So Tim, could you give an overview of why you choose to attend International ACAC?
Yeah, David, so thanks for having me. The International Conference is one, coming from a small liberal arts college, I think we are doing our best to grow in the markets outside of the Southeast. And so attending the International ACAC Conference is sort of a no-brainer to be there to network with colleagues at other institutions, but also to interact with our friends abroad while they're here in the United States or at this conference. Was one that we knew that we must be a part of, and continuing these conversations in a casual setting is makes things a lot easier.
Absolutely. So looking forward to the conference coming up shortly. What is your strategy to get the most out of that time with everybody?
So I guess I've sort of cheated and went into the conference app a little early and started choosing my sessions. Since last year was my first time, I was completely overwhelmed with the idea that it is your first time going to a conference. And so I know that going into this conference, there are some, I wouldn't call them mistakes, but things that I get to improve upon with this. Knowing the sessions as a whole and not just choosing sessions based off of the titles and really reading the descriptions was something that I first went into and have chosen chosen all of the sessions based off of what our institutional goals are for this upcoming year. And so I know which sessions that I'll be going into, and one of the tactics that I learned just by looking at what other people were doing at last year's conference at Case Western was to actually introduce yourself to the presenters either before, if early enough, or after their sessions. Give them your card. You can never have enough business cards at this conference, and just introducing yourself, commenting about their session, that you're looking forward to it, or just giving them another face to a name when I'm out there. So that's some of the tips that I have.
Great. And particularly with you, you having been a first timer last year, Tim, what other tips might you give to someone completely new to the International ACAC experience?
Yeah, I think this is applicable to all conferences, but leave the office at the office. Be present at these. I mean, there are counselors traveling far and wide to be here to network. You're always networking, remembering that you're always on and representing your institution. And so the more that you can be interacting with other counselors, we know the emails can pile up and the scheduling needs to happen for the upcoming season, but really do use this as a time to genuinely engage with the counselors that are there at these conferences. The other sort of tip that I would provide is making sure that you definitely attend the first-timer session. It is overwhelming, and I think we all feel uncomfortable with meeting new people, even though, which is ironic given our field. But when you get to the first-timer session, it will feel overwhelming just seeing the number of first-timers that are there, but also the people that they already know. And especially for someone like myself that does work with our entire international pool, it can be challenging to narrow down which areas you want to go into. Find that person that seems to be off on their own, or maybe two people having a conversation, and just simply ask, do you mind if I join you? That's sort of how I sort of snuck my way into different parts of the world, or building connections with people because their colleagues have been to our campus, or because I simply know someone in the international community. It really does go a long way in knowing that people also know that you are a first-timer and they want to help you and guide you through this process. And I think that's why I'm here on this podcast too, especially because we met last year and it our relationship sort of stemmed from you coming to Sewanee.
For those of you about to attend your first international ACAC conference, I hope you found the advice given by Holly, Craig, Juan Camilo, and Tim to be useful. My time speaking with them has certainly given me some great ideas to maximise my own time at the conference, and I look forward to catching up with old friends and making new contacts. If you're interested in finding out more about the great work that International ACAC does, please visit internationalacac.org and join up, ready to attend the 2019 conference in Canada, and also to benefit from the many other great resources. In the meantime, thanks again for listening. Please make sure to subscribe via Buzzsprout or Spotify. Follow me on Twitter at UniGuyDavid, or drop me an email via my website, hawkinsglobaleducation.com. Take care.